Let's move on to the future, the cutting edge, which is really new medicine, something that, as far as we know, has never been available in any traditional culture, this sort of great discoveries that are coming into application in the near future.
Lori and I just attended a conference centered around a term called genomics. Most everybody's heard about the Human Genome Project, the genes that all of us have in us. In every cell in our body, we have the information, the code to make our body again. And this topic is not about going out and cloning ourselves. That's not what I'm going to talk about here. I'm going to talk about being able to learn, as I said in an example earlier, if you could find out that your left front tire of your car was going to blow out in the next month, you may want to know that information. It may be good to know that information so you could change the tire or do something different to prevent something bad from happening. What we know in the Human Genome Project is that we can unravel these genes and actually read this code. What used to cost $150 million, literally in 1998, now costs $50 for us to do now. This is an incredible change in the cost of understanding what's happening to our body at the most microscopic level. What occurs in our genes is that we get a gene from our parents. We get one set from our father and one set from our mother. And depending on how these two genes come together depends on whether we have certain color hair, whether we're big, whether we're small, whether we tend to gain weight, whether we tend to get cancer earlier or not. And now we have the ability on a completely individual basis to find out if people have certain risk factors. Not risk factors because they smoke, but because they smoke, do they have the risk factor that they're going to get cancer? One of the examples we use when we teach this is, say, George Burns. George Burns smoked and drank and lived to be well over 100 years old. His genes, even though they were put in a somewhat polluted environment, were warrior genes. They were protective. They did not allow him to get cancer, where somebody else might smoke for 5-10 years and end up with lung cancer because their genes were not warrior genes. What we can find out now about some specific diseases relating to the immune system, relating to the cardiovascular system, bone health, and some of the toxic things that happen in our body is whether we have certain genetic predispositions and whether we can avert those by knowing that information ahead of time. Now, what all that means is, to bring it out of the Star Wars realm, is that we can really do a very simple blood test or even saliva. We can have you swish your mouth out with scope and spit it into a little bottle today. Not 5 years from now, but today, and tell you that you have the double risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. And because of that, it would be very important for you to take X, Y, and Z on a daily basis because you can prevent that. Many people have the misunderstanding that they're dealt these cards and they're my genes and that's the way that things were set up and my genes are my genes and if I'm supposed to die at age 52, I'm supposed to die at age 52. That's so far from the truth. We're curing people of diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, by correcting their metabolism, which is just phenomenally great. And as we know, in looking at this information with genetic testing, we can open up doors that have never been opened before. Or if you had $150 million 4 years ago, you could test for one of these. We now have tests for $500 that you can test hundreds of these things called SNPs and then take the appropriate supplements for you to completely change your future.
So let's review the three areas that I think everyone needs to be thinking about clearly. And in the past, we haven't had the information or the structure or the background or the form to use to interview ourselves and examine this. The first one is general health care and the cost of that and the importance of that in maintaining your life and your quality of life. And one of the things I like to say is that it doesn't matter if you have millions of dollars if you feel bad. It's getting the priorities completely mixed up to pursue health last and money and power first. It just doesn't make any sense. These have to go together. So this is why we include this in the course. So what you've told us is a very basic, helpful reorientation about how we can start to think about covering the responsibility for maintaining our health and do it in a way that is feasible financially. The second is realizing that we are an integrated system. So once we start to overload the system in a general way, as modern life tends to do, we start to break down. And we may think that that particular symptom is something that can be fixed by itself, when in fact, it's part of a holistic or general integrated process at every level of our psychological, physical, and social functioning. that is being affected by these changes, which may be coming from very indirect cause. And that's the whole study of stress and finding out what's really going on, looking at certain key factors. Finally, we have this new window into guiding ourselves so as to avoid problems which are, in a sense, programmed in, which we don't know about, and prior to this would have no way of knowing about, so as to ensure a viability into the future, much beyond our fatalistic way of thinking of ourselves as well. It's just the way the cards were dealt, that's just how my body is. And I always used to recommend to people that they should question all assumptions about taxes and death. You know, we say death and taxes, those are inevitable, there's nothing you can do about them. Well, we know from this course there's a lot you can do about taxes, and now we're starting to say there's a lot you can do about death. So I would like to say that the ideas you have put forward today could be hazardous to your misery. This could prolong your aliveness to no end if you really take these things into account.
And it may just be a $4.20 supplement.
That's right.
That could change your life.
Right. It doesn't necessarily involve any kind of special rarefied gas. It's
Absolutely.
Something that's right there, close by. It just needs to be properly chosen. It's not something that you can buy off the shelf and self-medicate with necessarily. But once you know what's going on, then you can maintain yourself very well.
Well, I think the overall message, the umbrella of all of this, is that there is a tremendous amount of hope in an area that many people have been very frustrated with for months and months and years, is this whole area of healthcare and medicine that just makes most people's stomachs turn. It makes most people sick. To be able to understand that there is a great deal of hope right now in healthcare, that it has an opportunity for us to not only change the financial structure, so it's not strangling us, it's not taking 15% of our hard-earned dollars, that it is an area of hope that we can really thrive, not just survive, but thrive and have fun, health, and happiness like we've never seen before. We know that we have the ability to live well beyond 100 years, and that we want to condense that morbidity. We want to condense those diseases way far out there at the end of life, rather than for most of us at 30 and 35 and 40, you know, we start getting creaky and sore and we have this slow descent into misery, as you say, over the years of our middle-aged life and into the early later life, that really we feel as good at 80 as we feel at 30. The organism, the body can really do that if we do some fundamental changes and have some fundamental education. So the hope is just incredible now, more than we've ever, ever seen it before. And more than hope is, let's see the proof in the pudding. The reasons that we're here and why Lori and I are so passionate in getting this message out is the proof of the pudding are the patients that we see. You can listen to me talk or Lori talk or you, but you know, it's all just words until you really see the patients that are then in a sort of feed forward way or pass it on way saying, you know what? We've been doing some of these things and we feel so great. We feel so much better than we felt before. That's the exciting part of medicine for me. And it's really the true Hippocratic reason that I went into medicine was to do no harm and have people really feel a whole lot better after they come to see us and see the other doctors that are doing this type of medicine. And that's the last part of hope of don't give up yet. There are many physicians out there that are starting to wake up and heed the call of this information. And fortunately, we've had some warriors in the past like Jeff Bland and Joe Pizzorno from Bastyr and Mike Murray and some of these names that are familiar to the Northwest. Jonathan Wright and a few of these other gurus in this area that have stepped up above the crowds and stayed at the plate and kept batting until finally people started to learn that, you know, what they were saying maybe was right. There was a time that we all thought the world was flat. And when the first person said, you know what, I think we got this one wrong. I think it might be round. That's what's happening in medicine, I think. It was we're going from a flat world to a very, very round world, and that's exciting.
Health is really the cornerstone to quality of life, and appreciate you both coming in and giving us some assistance in getting that cornerstone properly set.
Thank you
for having us.
For additional information on this topic, go to your online resource center at www.pqionline.cc. Click on Products and Solutions and go to Disc number 12.